Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's now time for companies to watch. And this week, we're putting the spotlight on Alibaba. There are quite a few issues to unpack. Its latest quarterly earnings report showed that it missed revenue estimates for the first time in 2 years. Plus, the e-commerce giant is under quite a bit of pressure from the wider regulatory clampdown in China. So we'll try and take a look at these issues with the help of Ruzbin Ang, CEO of Fifth Person. Ruzbin, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
Thanks for helping me out with this. Quite a bit to talk about for Alibaba. Let's start off with the net income in the April to June quarter coming in at 45.1 billion yuan. That's down 5% on year. Help us unpack what pulled down the earnings, and does this come as a surprise?
Yes, so Alibaba is actually investing a lot in the strategic investment, like Taobao Deals, Idlefish, which is a carousel of China, and also investing heavily on community group buying, which is a new shopping trend in China, also Lazada and a new physical retail store like the Hema concept. Okay, so this investment actually, they're pumping a lot of money, and I think on a quarter-to-quarter basis, their losses actually has gone up by, I think, 5 billion versus last year on the same quarter in comparison. Okay, so this is actually a good thing for the company, and that actually caused the earnings to actually drop. Okay, but if you were to remove the losses, let's say assume they have the same losses compared to last year, the quarter profit actually would have gone up by 5%.
Okay, let's zoom in on the core commerce revenue for Alibaba. That rose about 35% to 180.24 billion yuan in the quarter. Analysts were expecting 49%. That growth, of course, also slower than the fourth quarter of more than 70%. As an investor, how should I read this situation? It seems to be kind of similar in terms of what Amazon is going through right now.
Yes. Okay. So I think quite interesting because I think China last year they had COVID during the Jan to March of 2020. So if you look at the fourth quarter for Alibaba, their financial year ended actually in the 31st of March. Okay. So in comparison, last year the quarter during the COVID quarter, I think they were heavily affected and their GMV, their revenue just slowed down by quite a bit. Okay. So if you were to compare the fourth quarter this year versus last year, there was a sudden jump of I think close to 70%. Okay, mainly because of that slow growth last year. Okay. And in terms of this year quarter, I think we are actually looking at pretty much a normalized China. I think people are going out very similar to what is happening in the US. They're actually opening up and people are going out to shop instead of just staying at home, play your games, or also shop online, right? Yeah. So, and also I think the lowest growth in terms of revenue growth for Alibaba, about which actually comes from the commerce side, which is their e-commerce and all that. And if you were to exclude their acquisition of Sun Art, which is a hypermarket in China, their revenue will only grow by, I think, 22%, okay, which is actually slower as compared to their usual growth of 30 to 40%. And this mainly due to the fact that I think there's increased competition in China, like people like, you know, Pinduoduo, JD.com. The market is heating up, right? And, you know, more competition. And Alibaba is basically investing more into the business to fight, you know, with all this competition.
Ruzbin, what are your thoughts on Alibaba's cloud computing division?
Okay, so the cloud, I think we actually see a slower growth this quarter, but you know, they're growing about 29% versus their usual growth of more than 40%. And it's mainly due to the fact that they actually lost a big client. And we all know who's the big client, ByteDance. Mm-hmm. And last year, I think ByteDance got some issue with US government because of the data security. They actually forced them to host their data on the US companies like AWS. So they actually pulled out their hosting from AliCloud to AWS, and that caused the slowdown for Alibaba this quarter itself. Okay, so actually, and I think many people actually have missed the cloud, you know, the point here. They actually, this is the first time they're making the profit, all right, versus, you know, last 2 years they've been making losses.
Okay. That's one way to look at it for sure. Okay, so to wrap up the earnings portion of what we need to deal with, Alibaba did sought to reassure investors by unveiling a 50% increase in its share repurchase plans while reporting somewhat mixed results. In terms of the signal that they're trying to send, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a good thing because Baba share price has been down since the Ant Group started late of last year. And then they got fined by the antitrust authority, which is a big sum. And the price continued to drop, right? And until today, and recently we have a lot of regulations on Chinese companies. I think it's a good announcement. As an investor, I'm happy to see that because, you know, there's no better use of cash other than, you know, their investment in the strategic area. And also the share buyback this time around. Okay, so basically, I think the management is telling people that, you know, their shares are undervalued.
All right. Ruz Minang, CEO, fifth person on the line with me this morning. We're putting Alibaba on the spotlight, this week's companies to watch. I'm glad you brought up the regulatory issues, Rizmin, because Alibaba, of course, was the first of China's tech giants to feel the wrath of the government because the government there has become quite concerned over the rapid growth in data security, especially data security. In April, regulators fined Alibaba a record $2.78 billion for anti-competitive practices. That dragged the company to a rare operating loss in the January to March quarter. Ultimately, the question that investors will be, you know, observing and asking themselves is the worst over for Alibaba, at least where regulation is concerned?
Well, I think with regards to antitrust issue, Alibaba is probably the over. But I think just last week, I think the Chinese government just announced another 6 month campaign to look at the four areas: monopolistic behavior, data protection, you know, cybersecurity, you know, and then of course some companies that are giving a lot of subsidies like Pinduoduo, and of course license, those official license to operate in the cities. And TT didn't really have a full license on that, and then yet they still went ahead to do the, you know, IPO, right? So those are the issues that I think the Chinese government is looking at. And I don't really expect anything major for Alibaba because they've got a big fine with the Ant Group and now, of course, the anti-monopolistic behavior. They have an exclusive arrangement with some of the merchants. And I think that is actually likely to be over for Alibaba. Of course, there are some smaller areas you may still see them getting fined here and there. But I think those are now to be quite manageable for Alibaba, right?
It's very interesting what the Chinese government is doing, and so different from, I mean, we spoke 2-3 years ago when it was the peak of the US-China trade war. Back then, China was literally telling the US, mind your own business. But now, you've got the US citing concerns, and China says, okay, we'll cooperate, and we need to have open communication, and China themselves taking initiatives. What is your view of all these regulatory clampdowns? I mean, week after week, first internet, then edutech, and now video games this week.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate to see things panning out for edutech companies because I know if I'm the founder and entrepreneur, I'll be very sad that my business got wiped out over the night because of the announcement, right? Mm. And yeah, so what China is essentially doing is that, you know, I think they are trying to iron out all the loopholes that, you know, is ongoing in the internet space because they have been letting this tech giant to go freely, move fast and break things, okay? But now, of course, you have to move fast, but at the same time, you have to follow the rules, right? So what government is basically doing is that ensuring all these players follow the rules, and at the end of the day, they just want to make sure that, you know, China to become a better China, right? And data security is so important to China, actually it relates to national security. And in fact, China is not the only country that's doing this, like personal data protection. The U.S. government also mandates some of the U.S. companies, you know, to make sure that they have data privacy, you know, protection for the customer. Okay, like the case of Facebook, and they got fined many times, right, over it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good reference. That's a good reference. We also saw Cathie Wood selling off Chinese tech stocks. I mean, when you look at the situation and someone like her, are we looking at bargains emerging from this crash? For you personally, any names on your shopping list?
Yeah, I mean, Cathie Wood is a superstar. So
she is.
But of course, it will go up. And then she's dumping the Chinese stock. Of course, last week, I think we saw pretty intense sell down, not just from her. I think from all the news on the media, you know, saying bad things about the Chinese company. But I think it's an overreaction, in my opinion, because like I said, all this regulation is good for the internet companies in China. It's good overall for China as a whole. And in fact, I see this sell-down as an opportunity to look at some of the companies that, you know, we have in China, like, you know, Tencent, Alibaba. These are two companies that are actually very strong. And they are quite monopolistic in a way, although they can no longer use the power, right, because of the regulation.
And amidst all of this, we kind of forgot that Ant Group was trying to, IPO. So right now, I mean, when we relook at this situation, and we you did mention earlier on, maybe there might be the odd fine or two, but the worst seems to be more or less over for Alibaba. What does this mean in terms of getting the Ant Group getting its IPO back on track?
So I think the recent quarter announcement, they didn't really talk about it, but I think earlier this year, March, the chairman of Ant Group actually did promise, there's an internal memo going around, that he actually promised the staff that the company will still go IPO, except that, of course, it won't be at the valuation as, you know, last year after the clampdown. Okay, because now their business model are a lot heavier in terms of assets. Mm. So it's harder for them to scale versus last year before the regulatory clampdown.
All right, manage your expectations, I suppose. Been speaking with Ruzman Ang, who is the CEO of Fifth Person. Ruzman, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
You too. Stay
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.